Captain Mike joins us now. Captain Mike, how's your foggy week been for fishing?
Well, Don, it's been pretty foggy and very challenging. Lots of dirty water. I would say the bass have saved the day. A lot of those grass-lined bayous in the area still have quite a few bass in them, and that's been the most consistent all week.
So how do you guys rig up when you take a charter out and, you know, reds aren't on and trout are scarce, but the bass want to play? How do you rig up your guests for the fishing for the bass?
Well, usually a basic spinner, just like you fish, you know, when you're targeting just bass, we use a relatively small, a number four blade spinner. And I like white as far as a color. You use a matrix plastic. You use white or glow. And I also like avocado. Those two colors are my best producers, you know, in the colder water times of the year.
So what do you look for in a brackish area to locate bass? What are some of the habitat where you're likely to find them?
Well, I certainly like to see that grass along the edge, and hopefully I can see some mullet. And you wouldn't, even if that mullet would be, the mullet could be a foot long, and you're trying to catch bass that are a foot long. It's not necessarily you're trying to see bait that the fish you're wanting to catch could feed on, but just seeing the mullet tells you lots of things, and mostly what it tells you is that's good quality water. It's got all the elements that you need. It's pH balanced and oxygenated and all of those types of things. So seeing life in the water, clean water, of course, if you can find clean water, and then the grass. And then, like anything else or any other spot, you give it 15 or 20 minutes. You try to fish near the surface, near the bottom, and in between. And if it doesn't produce for you, you move on. And, of course, if it does produce for you, but then you know, the bite dies down, you try to find an area that's similar in structure and keep trying.
You know, Mike, in places that are strictly freshwater where they fish rivers, impoundments, lakes, bass can be regarded as strictly a sport fish, and people kind of frown on keeping fish to keep to eat. But in that brackish marsh, it's a totally different habitat. A lot of people don't understand that. There are so many bass in there that if you don't remove them, they become stunted. What do you have a rule of thumb on what your minimum size bass that you keep is for your customers, or does it vary from customer to customer?
You know, I would say it varies somewhat. Of course, if we're going to keep them to cook them, then we want to get a decent size fillet off of them. And I would say that would be my rule of thumb for adults. Now, if I'm fishing with children, of course, the children are excited when they catch a fish. So we'll keep some that are 6 inches long just to get the child hooked on fishing, just like somebody hooked us on fishing many years ago.
Who got you hooked on fishing, Mike?
You know, Don, as far back as I can remember, I pestered my mother to take me fishing, and she took me fishing down off the side of the road in Lafitte, and we caught some bluegills, and they couldn't have been no more than 2 inches, maybe 3 inches long, and the rule was if you're going to keep them, you're going to have to clean them because we're not wasting them. And I had fish chips because they were probably an inch and a half long when I got done cleaning them.
Mike, before you go, how's the trip we talked about last week? Explain that April 17th auction trip that you got going on. How's it going? Are the bids coming in, or is it still a real bargain?
It's getting very good response. I have a bid of $1,000 from a local businessman, Rusty Munster, has the winning bid at the moment. And I'm getting a lot of responses. Some vendors that I deal with are donating. Matrix Shad is going to provide us any plastics that we might need. There's a local fella named Chip Clements, who is an administrator for the Wrigley's Fishing Group on Facebook. He wants to step up and provide live shrimp. He also makes sinkers. So if we need any sinkers, he's going to provide sinkers. Four Horsemen Cork said if we need any corks, just ask. They'll provide us with corks. So I have a lot of people that want to make this trip. They're helping. They're helping us make this trip, a success so that we can make a sizable donation to Mission 22 in honor of Sam Barbera.
Well, you know, we also added the priceless addition of being televised on Bayou Wild TV. So the purchaser of the trip and his guests will get to be seen on a Bayou Wild TV episode, fishing with the Born on the Bayou Mike Gallo. It doesn't get much better than that. And I know Rusty, and he'd be a great guy. But, hey, I think he can be outbid. There's people out there. Tell them how to get their bids in on this trip for three. And, by the way, does that include lodging overnight?
Sure, we can do lodging. That's not going to be a problem at all. So you can go to my website at aaofla.com/mission22, or just go to my site and go to the navigation bar. You'll see a link for Mission 22, and they'll have an explanation as to how to place a bid. It'll show you the highest bid to date. I neglected to, you talked about Cito on the intro. Cito is going to step up and provide a secondary boat, as you know, for the cameraman and the host and hostess on our trip.
That's exactly right. So that even adds more to the trip. And if we break down, then we'll be able to get in for sure. That's not going to be a concern. Speaking of the honoree, Sam Barbera, he will be inducted posthumously into the CCA Hall of Fame at their upcoming state convention, which is going to be taking place. It's the 40-year convention, and it's set for Baton Rouge a little bit later on in the summer.
Well, that's where I met Sam. Many years ago when I first started doing seminars with CCA, if you ever saw Sam speak, he was an excellent speaker. And when I first got started, I obviously wasn't near as polished or did as many speaking engagements. So I really studied his technique to help me get better at giving seminars myself. So really watched and studied Sam. And, you know, I would talk to him about it, and of course, he would give me pointers and help me out. So that's kind of what got Sam and I is being friends. And, of course, we started fishing together and done some tournaments, and now we're going to honor Sam.
And you helped him become a better fisherman. That's what they call a symbiotic relationship. You taught him fishing. He taught you speaking. Anyway, that's going to be at the Baton Rouge Hilton on March 3rd and 4th, and Sam will be honored into the Coastal Conservation Association Hall of Fame. All right, hope they bid on the trip. It's for Monday, April 17th, and Mike will catch up with you next week. In the meantime, somebody wants to get on that website to make a bid or book a trip with you, give them that site.
Very simple. You can find me at aaofla.com, or if you choose to call, that number is 985-781-7811.
All right, my friend, we'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, Don. We'll talk to you then.
All righty. Born on the Bayou, Captain Mike.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.